Welcome to Love Your Digs. Love it! I'm Kendall Young with Digs, and I'm so excited to welcome you to episode number 3, where we're going to be talking about the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to homeowners insurance. Did you know that if you have gardeners, home health care workers, cleaning ladies, people that come to your house, if you don't have a certain type of insurance rider on your homeowner's insurance, you could be exposing yourself to huge liabilities, 50,000, hundreds of thousands. It's really pretty scary. So we're going to be talking to my insurance guru, Paul Diaz of Paul Diaz Insurance. He's going to give us a little bit of love and a little bit of information about what we can do to make sure that we're not making the biggest mistakes that homeowners make with homeowners insurance. But before we get into that, I like to start at the top of our podcast with just a little bit of a market update in the real estate market for Glendale and the Los Angeles foothills. Right now, what I'm seeing is an increase in the number of homes that are currently on the market today that have experienced a price reduction. The beginning of this year, we're looking at just a little under 20% of the homes on the market had a price reduction. And today, we're looking at 35% of the homes have had some kind of a price adjustment, or as I like to say in my marketing, a repositioning. Does that mean that the marketplace is softening? I don't know. The numbers are really not showing that. We still have really low inventory. We still have really high demand. And our prices have been level for the past couple of months. But with all of the price reductions in the asking price, I think that home sellers are starting to realize that the day of asking for the absolute moon and getting it, maybe that day is over. And reality is starting to set in with interest rates going up and the economy being a little bit unsettled for many people. We can't ask for the moon anymore. So that's what's going on in the marketplace today. Paul Diaz, I'm really excited to have this conversation. Welcome to Love Your Digs.
Thank you, Kendall. It's such an honor to be here with you. And I enjoy all your Instagram and all your marketing.
Oh, come on. You don't have to kiss my butt. You're here on the podcast. We're good.
I really enjoy it. And I'm honored to be here today and talk my favorite subject, insurance.
Yeah, you're weird. Nobody else likes to talk about insurance, but you do.
I'm the only one, I guess.
Like I said, weird. So Paul has actually been my personal insurance guy for quite some time, and he has been instrumental in really covering our insurance gaps. And one of the things that I really wanted to find out is what are the big mistakes that people make? I only talk to homeowners when they're, you know, getting ready to close escrow, and we're just running around trying to get that insurance binder in there so the lender will fund. We don't ask a lot of questions. So give me some love here. What are the big mistakes?
There are a lot of, you know, mistakes I see. And if you ask most people, do you know what your insurance covers? Do you have, for example, workers' compensation coverage on your policy, or do you have extended replacement costs? They wouldn't know how to answer that question.
Okay, so you start with the jargon here. Workers' comp. I mean, I'm a homeowner. I'm not employing anybody. What do I need workers' comp for?
Well, you probably employ people and you don't realize it. Do you have a gardener? Does a gardener come with a helper? Do you have a nanny? Do you have a cleaning lady? Do they come with helpers? So I'll give you a real example.
Please do.
I went to go visit a friend who unfortunately was diagnosed with brain cancer and has since passed. He was actually also a realtor. I went to go visit him and his wife, and they had a nanny there. And the wife was in shambles. They just had found out that he had cancer. And so they have two small kids. They have this nanny that they recently hired through a service that does background checks and verifies everything. They hire this nanny, and the nanny that day happened to be complaining about her back, and her back hurt, and the wife was kind of short with her. I mean, she's going through a lot. That's understandable. And in my mind, I was like, hey, you better, you know, be compassionate here, because, you know, I know what can happen. So lo and behold, guess what happens? The lady ends up quitting and ends up filing a lawsuit and suing my clients, my friends. And the insurance company, luckily, we put a rider. It was actually a renter's policy. We put a workers' comp rider on renter's policy.
They were renting. So even if you're a renter,
yes,
you would want workman's comp.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have anyone come do work at your apartment, that's fine. But this was a home in Bell Canyon. It was a nice size home and they had help. So I knew their situation. And this writer cost maybe $50 a year. I mean, it doesn't cost a lot of money. End up, don't hold my feet to the fire on the cost. It may be a little bit more, but it's well, not a lot of money.
Okay, as we say, your mileage might vary.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not a lot of money. And so they got sued. The insurance company actually did their own investigation on the nanny and found out that this is the seventh lawsuit she had filed. So they ended up fighting the lawsuit on behalf of, you know, my clients. They spent about $50,000 in legal fees and ended up winning.
Oh my gosh. And I'll bet you your friends were so thankful that on top of dealing with terminal brain cancer, they didn't have to defend themselves against this junk lawsuit.
Exactly. So I always tell people, don't be cheap with insurance. Make sure that you look at the details. The devil is in the details. That's where you really gotta, that's where a lot of things that could go wrong happen are in the details. I mean, everyone goes over dwelling coverage. Everyone goes over, you know, liability, contents. So it's very important to go over the details. Do you have workers' comp coverage? Is there extended replacement costs on the dwelling?
Let's unpack that one. So yeah. Workers' comp is one detail. What's this extended?
So extended replacement cost. Basically, it gives you
such sexy insurance.
Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah. No, I try to make it okay. Sexy. So extended replacement cost is basically an additional 125% on your dwelling coverage. So if you have $500,000 in dwelling coverage, it would add another 125%, which I think is like, I don't know, $625,000 would be the total coverage. So it's a small rider on the policy. So that's one thing you want to look at.
Okay. So why do you want that? So that you would be able to build a fancier house if your current house burns down or what?
No, because you want that buffer. Cause you know, construction costs fluctuate, mm-hmm. you know, metal, wood, gas, everything fluctuates. So do construction costs. So you want to make sure you have a buffer in case this happens 3 or 4 years down the road, you have that additional kind of inflation proof, coverage for the home.
Okay, long ago, it's been a while since I've had this conversation, there was something called guaranteed replacement cost. Is this taking the place of that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so most carriers do not do a guaranteed replacement cost. They do an extended replacement cost. So that's one thing to look at.
There's a part of me that wants to say a rude word right now, but I won't. But this is how you kind of handle it.
Right.
Do you find that this extended
replacement cost
is that pretty much adequate to allow people to rebuild their houses if a catastrophic thing happens?
I think so. I mean, it depends where you live. Like if it's a home in, let's say, La Cañada, or up in the hills in La Crescenta, you know, you have a nicer home, you have marble countertops. So you got to look at what kind of home you have and then kind of base it on the square foot. Think, well, it's going to cost me about $200 a square foot or $225 a square foot to rebuild. Remember, you already own the land, so that's not in the cost. It's what's it going to cost me to remove everything and then start again. So it's better to be err on the safe side and pay a little bit more to have hundreds of thousands of more in coverage or 100,000 more in coverage.
Right.
Rather than, whoop, we didn't have enough coverage. Now, how are we going to finish, rebuilding our home.
Okay. So what other big mistakes do you see people making?
Another example is I had a gentleman come to the office the other day, older gentleman. He bought a policy from another broker many years ago. His home wasn't in the best shape. He was with a California Fair Plan. And the reason I bring up the Fair Plan is if you're in the La Cañada.
Just pause. If you don't know what California Fair Plan is, you don't need it. But if you were in a high danger for fire.
Yeah, brush area.
Yeah. Like if you're backing up to the Angeles Crest Forest, you know what Fair Plan is. If you're not and you don't know, you know, just tune back in your brain in another couple of minutes.
So basically Fair Plan is the state-run program for insurance that all the insurance companies pitch into. And it covers homes that are undesirable. So either they're in an undesirable.
Not undesirable, just from an insurance point
of view. Right. They're not the best.
He's not saying your home's not good.
No. I mean, there's some beautiful homes in a brush area, and those go to Fairplan. Okay. But they also do a lot of older homes that maybe haven't been kept up.
Okay.
And, or, you know,
knobbing tube wiring.
Like the roof is bad and things like that. Mm-hmm. So no other carriers would want them, so they go to the Fairplan. So this gentleman, unfortunately, the Fairplan does not cover liability.
Oh, okay.
So this gentleman had someone trip and fall on their property and sue them.
Oh.
And it was a friend.
Well, of course.
Who needs friends like that? And now it's still, the case is still open right now, but he has no liability insurance. I told him, Fairplan does not offer liability. So you have to make sure that your policy offers, and most do, the standard ones, liability, fire, theft, wind, hail, vandalism, you know.
Is that all that stuff generally standard?
That's generally standard,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the questions I get asked a lot too is, you know, it rains, I'll get 20 calls the next day and say, hey, my roof was leaking. Most insurance companies, 99%, will not cover damage from a leaky roof.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So the only way they will cover is if it's wind driven.
Okay.
So the wind comes, rips up your roof, then it rains, that will be covered. Other than that, most companies, I know there's one or two that may cover some damage on the interior. They will not cover the damage to replace your roof, but they'll cover like the drywall to be replaced. But most companies do not cover that sort of water damage.
Okay.
It has to be sudden and accidental.
Okay.
So always keep that in mind, sudden and accidental.
Okay. All right. So you were talking about liability insurance. So is it a mistake that people with Fairplan, they just don't get the liability, and how can they if they want it?
I think what happens most often is that people don't even know what they have. They think they have liability, but they don't. And they're surprised when they find out they don't. So what I do in my agency, we're writing a home right now in Monrovia, way up in the hills. I quoted him the Fairplan. I quoted what's called a wrap policy, which basically covers what the Fairplan doesn't.
Okay.
So it covers liability, it covers liability, it covers water damage, and it covers theft.
Okay.
So it's a wrap policy. They're very expensive.
Okay.
But I offer it just to cover myself and my staff, and also we provide them with a quote for liability standalone.
Okay.
So if they don't want the wrap policy, they're like, I don't need theft, I'm up in the hills, it's a great neighborhood, I don't care about water damage, we have copper plumbing, you know, it was recently done. Okay, fine. We'll give you the liability and the Fairplan, but you understand what you're purchasing.
So it sounds to me like, you know, what you do to close an escrow is one thing, because that's time, you know, it's we've got 30 days, we've got to get it done, right? And they might not have enough time to really ask questions. And what you're suggesting might be two different things.
That's a great point. So that happens to us all the time on the, you know, when we're dealing with mortgage brokers or realtors. Most realtors, they just want to get it done. Just hurry up, get this closed, you know, do whatever you got to do. So for $10 more, they can get a way better policy, but then they won't qualify for the loan. So we have to sell them a cheaper policy.
Wait. Sorry. What does that mean? $10 more, they don't qualify for the loan?
Well, the mortgage brokers will say, no, the insurance can't cost more than $700.
Oh, really?
Because if it's over $700, they won't qualify for their loan.
Oh, huh.
So okay. The insurance needs to be, you know, $690.
I see.
And no more. Okay. So we'll write a policy for $690. We'll water down the coverage. And then follow up with the client. Let them know, hey, your insurance, you should change it. And hopefully they pay attention. But oftentimes, they forget about it. They just bought a home. They're busy. They're moving in. They're remodeling. Whatever they're doing, they're busy. And it gets kind of forgotten. And I've had this situation happen with a referral source that was a mortgage broker. The clients ended up having a claim within about 6 months of purchasing the home. And they didn't have the coverage that they thought they had. And the reason was, I sent several quotes to the broker. The broker came back to me and said, no, which the insured was CC'd on, said, no, this is the policy they need to get. This is what they have to go with. And that's what we processed.
Interesting. I had always been under the impression that banks pretty much say we need this kind of coverage and that it's pretty standard. What do you see that is the most common mistake people make with trying to undercut that?
Right. Well, the bank, you know, the bank just wants to cover usually for fire, and they don't require earthquake insurance oftentimes. So the bank just wants to cover their end, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the best policy for you. For example, the bank doesn't require that you have content coverage. So what if you have, you know, clothes, couches, TVs, all those things are not required on some of the bank's requirements. Mm-hmm. So what would happen if your home were to catch fire or someone comes in and steals a bunch of stuff? You're not going to be reimbursed for that.
Right, right.
You know,
how often do you review somebody's insurance after they've purchased a home and just gone, oh my goodness, that was terrible insurance for you?
Not all the time. I mean, I must say, like, it's pretty, most of them are pretty good, but they're definitely, I'd say, 30% of the time, it's off some way, somehow.
Okay. About 30% of the time, yeah. It could be much better.
It could be much better for the client.
Okay.
And I always tell people, do not be cheap with insurance. So,
as much as we want to, because we don't like it.
Right. Because it could end up costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more.
Okay. You know? So now we're back into the fear territory. What are other mistakes you can think of that homeowners are just common ones where you're just like, oh, that was a boneheaded move?
I mean, we try to verify everything with title, like the square footage of the home and things mm-hmm. like that. So to make sure that the replacement cost is right, I would say that, you know, number one is just understanding your policy. Number two is handling the insurance yourself. Don't let your realtor or mortgage broker handle it. They're not insurance experts. And they obviously want to get the deal closed. So I'm not saying that they're all, you know, bad, but talk to the broker directly. Mm-hmm. Another thing is make sure you deal with an independent broker, one that can shop multiple companies for you.
Okay, say more about that.
Yeah, so I'm a broker. I can shop multiple carriers. We work with reputable carriers, you know, Farmers, Travelers, Safeco, Mercury. So we work with reputable carriers, and it's very important to have a carrier that is reputable represent you. They're not going to shortcut you most of the time. I'm not going to say all the time because I've had my issues with all those insurance companies, but they usually tend to do a better job. They have a faster claims response time. There's a coverage, you know, loss of use on your homeowners.
Well, how do you know who's reputable? Because I think I sense that many of my clients have been very price sensitive.
Right.
How do you figure out that line between price and experience if you actually have something go wrong?
Yeah, that's a great question, because you could go online and they're going to, all the reviews are going to be bad for all these companies. Called me the other day and said, I read a review about this company and they're terrible. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're a good company. And I go back online, look up any company and tell me which one they say is great. So they all have bad reviews. No one's ever happy with insurance. No one's ever happy with me. It's always, you know, I'm not a bartender.
Is that
I'm not,
why your hair is gray at such a young age?
That is why my hair is gray. You know, if they get paid out on a claim, it's like, why didn't they pay more? If they didn't pay out, why didn't they pay?
So given that your reviews, I mean, you're like lawyers in a way that people only really interact with you when they're under a lot of stress and pain. So given that, how can we, is there any way that you can share with us to help find somebody good, aside from talking to Paul Diaz at Paul Diaz Insurance? We'll give you the phone number later. No, but seriously, how do we do that?
I think a lot of it is look at the agency that you're dealing with. Look at their reviews. Maybe get a referral from a friend, see who their broker is. If you have a reputable agent, they're gonna refer you to some, you know, they're going to refer you to some good companies.
Right.
And they should be straight up with you. I mean, I get stuff all the time and I tell them, hey, you got a great policy. That's a great carrier. It's not worth switching.
Right.
You know, just stay where you're at. It's not worth, remember, they're going to inspect the home. They might find something wrong. And now you got to, you know, your driveway's cracked. You got to redo the whole driveway. So now you thought you were going to save a few bucks. Now you're going to end up paying a bunch of more money than you thought because, you know, right. Now if you go back to your company, they're going to go inspect and they can bring up the same issues. So talk to a reputable agent. They should guide you and hold your hand and help you figure it out.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, I talk to insurance people all the time. And I definitely have a sense over the years of who is telling me BS and who is telling me truth as we go through it. So that's a great point. I have a burning question, just curiosity for me. Most people, they get their homeowner's insurance when they buy the house and then they never look at it again. How often do you think one should review their insurance with a good professional to figure out if they got the right coverage?
Another great question, Kendall.
Thank you.
I would recommend that you review your policy at least once a year, number one, and number two, when you have any major changes.
Give me an example of a major change.
You decide that you want to add 1,000 square foot to your home.
Oh, yeah, well, that would be a change.
Or you want to remodel the whole home. Well, guess what? That's a different type of policy. You would need to cancel your homeowner's policy and write a builder's risk policy. So a lot of people will do a major remodel, leave the home vacant.
Okay.
And then someone breaks in, causes a bunch of damage. I had this happen with a home that was almost complete. They came in and stole all the copper wiring. And
well, that sounds like under the category of big mistakes that homeowners can
make. Yeah, that's definitely a big mistake. And so now it's really in a gray area.
Okay.
Whether or not you're going to be covered. So, or, you know, if you're going to do small work and you're occupying the space, that's important. Vacant homes tend to have hoarders. They have problems.
Okay. So I have to ask a question. What constitutes as a big change? Like, we're planning on putting in solar panels on our house. Is that a big change?
You're still occupying the home, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, it is a big change, but that's a okay. gray area. You know, I would notify the agent and then have, you know, if you
hey,
want to play it safe.
We're gonna
So if you want to play it safe, you get a builder's risk, or what I do as a broker, what I would do when I'm not sure, I would call the carrier and say, hey, our client is doing this. This is a recorded line. I'm putting you on notice. I'm writing this in my system. It's timestamp. Does a client need to rewrite the policy? Yes or no?
Okay.
You know, if you're just changing the floors and you're painting, not a big problem. But if you're doing a major remodel, you know, adding bedrooms.
Additions.
Yeah.
Really,
and it's
going to
be it's going to be months. Okay. You should talk to your broker.
Okay.
So whenever, those are my recommendations, at least once a year, and whenever you're planning a major change,
okay,
those two things. Okay. And if you're buying a home, find out ahead of time, has this home had any claims? Because that could be an issue going forward. And wouldn't you want to know? Yeah, they've had, they filed a claim for mudslides. It was never paid out because that's flood insurance. But
that's actually a question on our a seller property questionnaire. We actually ask, have there been any claims for insurance in the last 5 years, I think is what
right.
And I think ever and in the last 5 years.
Yeah. So that's a good, or was there a break-in? Oh yeah, this home's been broken into three times. Well,
that's a red flag.
Maybe I don't want to move in here. Yeah. So those are some of the key things about insurance to look out for. But the most important thing is just go over your insurance. And, and one thing, I don't know if you have any more questions, but one thing I would like to talk about is the claims process.
Okay.
So let's say something does happen,
and
let's say it's a covered loss, like you had a fire and your washer and dryer, and I've had this happen where the washer and dryer, they left things in the dryer and it caught fire. So the whole house burned down. Well, you need clothes, you have kids, you got to live somewhere. So if you have what's called loss of use coverage, which the standard policies do, they will pay for you to find a home similar to the one you're living in now in a similar neighborhood to live in. They'll pay the rent.
Okay.
So it's important to have that sort of coverage, and they also cut you a check for your personal property. So let's say that happens, and now they come out to do the claims adjuster comes out to the property, and in this case, the house burned down to the ground, but oftentimes it doesn't. So they'll go room by room, line by line. They come with a little computer and a stand and a camera, and they go to each room and they draw out the room. They draw it out on the computer, and then they go every light bulb, every doorknob. That's how precise they are.
Okay.
So it's really important to have everything in your home documented. And it's very easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just take your cell phone out,
mm-hmm.
walk around every room,
mm-hmm.
video everything, mm-hmm. and then keep it. Either email it to yourself or keep it offsite,
mm-hmm.
or back it up on your cell phone.
or upload it to YouTube, a private account.
There you go.
Even better. I'm a technologist. So anybody needs, you know, help on that one.
You are so savvy.
Yeah, I could do that. I could totally, yeah, I'll help you. Just let me know. Just, you know, ping me, Kendall@GlendaleDigs.com. So that's super awesome. Okay. So, God, that such great information for our listeners to love your digs. I love that. Typically, at the very end of the podcast, I like to cover a frequently asked question. And so I can do that for real estate, but since I have you here, what is a question that you get asked every freaking day?
Every day I get asked, am I fully covered? And every day I give the same answer. No, you're not.
Oh, so helpful.
No one is ever fully covered.
Okay.
So if you're, and this can go business or personal, but if you're sued for a fraud, you're sued for fraud, that someone's saying you purposely committed fraud, that's not going to be covered because it wasn't accidental. It was something that was done on purpose that you're being accused of. It doesn't mean you did it, but that you purposely did, the fact that they put that you purposely did it, that oftentimes is not covered.
So I'm okay. Good to know.
Like if you purposely light your house on fire, the fire insurance will not cover you.
Okay.
leaky roofs. I get that question all the time. They leaked. My roof leaked. Am I covered? More times than not, you're not going to be covered unless it's wind and rain. Or another good one, plumbing. My kitchen plumbing is leaking. How old is your kitchen plumbing? Oh, like 100 years old. They're going to say it's been there's mold everywhere. It's been leaking forever. That's wear and tear. The insurance company is not a maintenance company. So that's going to be denied. If it's sudden and accidental, there's coverage most of the time. If it's an old pipe's been leaking a long time or a small drip, not going to be covered most likely.
Okay. All right. That has been awesome. So that wraps up episode number 3 for Love Your Digs. Paul, thank you so much. If people want to get a hold of you, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
PaulDiazINS.com or 323-255-3700.
And I'm Kendall Young at Diggs in Montrose. You can reach me, Kendall@GlendaleDiggs.com. There'll be more information in the show notes on our blog post. So that's it for now, everybody. Thank you so much. And we will see you at episode number 4.